Shop the Sherwin-Williams Winter Sale and get 30% off paints and stains January 9th through the 19th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
I figured out a foolproof way to find the World Series champion this year. It's going to make you a bunch of money. Find out who it's going to be on This Is Today. Welcome to This Is Today, the podcast that features the stories that make this day unique. It's Wednesday, October 13th, 2021. I'm Russ, and here's what you need to know about today. Well, first, let's start off with National Stop Bullying Day. Yeah, stopbully.gov is where you can go to get more information on this. Basically, what's bullying? Well, look at any 80s movie that takes place in a high school, any 90s movie as well, any movie that takes place in a high school. There's some bullying, unwanted aggressive behavior. That is one of the definitions from stopbullying.gov. Also, observed or perceived power imbalance and repetition or high likelihood of repetition of bullying behaviors. That last sentence there was kind of repetitive, wasn't it? I mean, they used the word repetition twice. Wait, I'm bullying the bullying people. Stopbullying.gov. I'll stop there. It's National Emergency Nurses Day as well. You know, these frontline workers that have basically put their lives at risk during the COVID-19 pandemic. I won't even say basically. No, they have. It's a great day to thank them for their hard work. It's also National Bring Your Teddy Bear to Work or School Day today. Probably more accepted in schools, and it's probably good that it's Stop Bullying Day. I don't know. I'm going to bring my teddy bear to work, but maybe, well, I work from home now, so I guess maybe it would be okay. Anyway, teddy bears, of course, got their name from that story about Teddy Roosevelt, where he refused to shoot a bear cub, and, you know, he was on a hunting trip back in 1902, and they named them teddy bears. There you go. There's your teddy bear story. But also, there's some people that are really, really into teddy bears. Like, for instance, Jackie Miley from Hilly City, South Dakota. She has the world's biggest teddy bear collection. She's got over 8,000 teddy bears. That's as of 2012. So she's probably added a few more since then. I'm not going to say anything about it because, remember, anti-bullying day or stop bullying day. I guess it's not anti-bullying day, so I probably could, but no, I'm going to stop myself. National Curves Day today as well, and this is for both women and men with curves. And coincidentally, this one goes together nicely here. It's National No Bra Day. What an odd segue. Not wearing a bra will give you a better night's sleep. It will boost your circulation, and heck, it will save you some money. These things are expensive. Yeah. Why is it No Bra Day, though? Well, it's because it is also National Breast Cancer Awareness Day. Now, it may surprise you to hear this, but nobody dies from breast cancer. No, that remains in the breasts. However, cancerous cells travel to other vital organs, and that threatens your life. Early testing is always a good thing. Now, here's the problem. About 6% of people are at stage 4 already for their initial diagnosis, and that is sometimes because people wait a little too long. Make sure you make that appointment and take care of this as quick as you can. An estimated 155,000 Americans are currently living with breast cancer. There's no definitive prognostic statistics for breast cancer. Every patient and their disease is unique, but we do know that getting tested early and getting tested on a regular schedule is your best bet here. Okay, it is National Yorkshire Pudding Day. What is this? It's kind of like a savory pancake. We'll go with that. Yeah, it's an English side dish, but sometimes it could just be a full meal. It's basically a baked pudding made of batter, eggs, flour, milk, or water, and apparently they love this. Yeah, it's the traditional way to, I don't know, have with your dinner, the traditional thing to have with your dinner. Okay. Some people eat it before the meal, like as kind of an entry course. And why? Well, because it fills you up. Yeah. And that's so your family can actually spend less on meat and serve less and therefore save a little money. So there's a little thinking behind this one. Okay. Speaking of thinking, oh man, my segues today. National Train Your Brain Day today. Well, what is this all about? Well, keep your brain working. If you don't use it, you're going to lose it. Well, no, your brain will stay there. You're not going to actually lose it. That might blow your mind. Oh, man, blowing your mind. Oh, you know what? Read something. Do a jigsaw puzzle. Some brain teasers, perhaps. A crossword puzzle. Sudoku. I love that. Learn a new language. Or just go to bed 15 minutes earlier. That's good for your brain, too. Get that sleep app that reminds you to go to sleep at the same time every day. That's a good thing as well. Because what you don't want to become is a fossil. See, this wasn't a good segue. It's National Fossil Day today. Yeah, there was actually a new fossil that was discovered just last week. What? Yeah. One of these little teeny tiny, it's a tardigrades. I'm not saying that right, but basically these little micro animals. It was about 16 million years old, and it was suspended in amber. Now, hopefully this doesn't become like, you know, Jurassic Park or something, because wasn't that the start of Jurassic Park? I don't know. It's a little scary here. It's National Take Your Parents to Lunch Day today. Notice no segue there. Not calling your parents fossils. That would just be wrong. Since you're paying today, though, you know what? You may as well head to a restaurant that has a senior discount. Yeah, I'm here to help you out with that. Applebee's, well, they've got a 10 to 15% off. Bubblegum Shrimp Company, 10% off. Caro's, they have like this golden 55 menu. Yeah, and you only have to be 55. So there you go. That could maybe save you a lot of money. Chili's, 10% off. Denny's, 15% off. Outback Steakhouse, 10% off. So you can have a good time and still hear that you don't call your parents enough while saving a little money. So you're welcome. I try to help. You know, one parent that can't be with their kids today is William Shatner. Yeah, well, they can't take him to lunch today because he's boarding Blue Origin today for a trip to the stratosphere. William will be the oldest person to boldly go where a billionaire and his brother has gone before. The whole experience should last about 15 minutes. Now, the press conference afterwards is likely to be about 10 times as long. At least that was the story last time. Anyway, William Shatner is nervous about the trip, especially since they're having him wear a red shirt. Okay, so that was my first ever Star Trek joke. And for you non-Trekkies, like myself, apparently if you wear a red shirt in Star Trek, you died. Wow, you know what? Actually, I just realized I'm doing this before the launch. Who knows what's going to happen on this launch? Hopefully nothing happened. Wow. Just remember, you know what? I'm going to stick with history. Let's just go with that. Remember, I recorded this in advance. Let's talk about this day in history, shall we? Yeah, the first World Series happened on this day in 1903. It was the Boston Red Sox. They won the first modern World Series, defeating the Pittsburgh Pirates in the eighth game, which took place on this day. Now, in 1971, another World Series. This time, a night game. Yeah, it was the first ever night game for the World Series. Now, these days, most of the games are played at night. The day games are the oddity. Why? Well, because they want more people watching. And right now, just like every year, we're in the playoffs right now. It's happening. And I figured out a great way to figure out the winner of the World Series. Now, keep in mind, I'm recording this the day before, so I don't know who wins, who loses today, which is Tuesday, but it's actually Wednesday when you're listening to this. Anyway, here it is. It's about food. Okay, so Tampa Bay, like they lost to the Red Sox. Well, why? Because Tampa Bay is famous for the classic Cuban sandwich. Boston Red Sox for clam chowder. Come on. Of course, Boston's going to win that. Let's see. So Houston Astros, they've got pho versus the deep dish pizza in Chicago. But see, Astro also in Houston, they've got brisket. So I'm going to say they win that one. Dodgers versus Giants. Come on. French dip versus sourdough bread. San Francisco. Atlanta Braves. Southern food. Milwaukee. Cheese curds. I'm going to go with the Braves in that series as well. So I think really, of all those foods, the best is probably the sourdough bread. So San Francisco, I think, is going to take it this year. There you go. It's all about the food. Let's take a look at our birthdays for today. Marie Osmond turns 62. Nancy Kerrigan is 52. Sasha Baron Cohen is 50 today. And AOC, she's 32 today. That is your look at October 13th. Thanks for listening to This Is Today. I hope you enjoyed learning about today, and I hope you win some money. Go sourdough. I'm Russ. I'll talk to you tomorrow.